A Roman patron bought this Greek marble vase to decorate the garden of his villa. Its distinctive shape is based on a Greek crater, a vessel used at banquets or symposia to hold wine. The exquisite high-relief sculpture around the body of the vase alludes to the crater's function. We see Dionysus, god of wine, who leans on his staff. He rests his arm on the shoulder of his consort, Ariadne, who plays a musical instrument called a kithara. Beside her, followers of Dionysus perform an ecstatic dance to her music. Curator Sean Hemingway.
Above the figures of the main frieze and the body, you see in shallow relief an ivy band, which would have also been picked out in paint. This recalls the magnificent bronze craters that were also decorated with silver and gold ivy bands around the top of them. And so we see the artists evoking this lavish opulence of the Hellenistic period for a Roman patron who would have appreciated these details.
As Rome took over the Hellenistic world, Greek artists produced objects to suit Roman tastes. This sculpture was made in Greece and shipped to Rome, attesting to the shift in power and patronage at the time.
This crater is an example of this neoclassical style of the first century BC, where Greek artists working for Roman patrons were reviving the styles of the classical period of the 5th and 4th centuries BC and creating new creations that looked back to this famous golden age of Greece and which the Romans were especially interested in.